Bank of Cardiff, this is Dennis.
Hi, Dennis. I have a reservation code. I received something in the mail.
Sure. Let me get into that screen real quick, and I can take care of that for you. Go right ahead.
2311-0401-0010-0135.
Excellent. This is for a French butcher?
It is.
LLC.
Wow, you said, look. Everybody goes, this is for the French butcher? I go, yeah.
I actually surprised myself there.
At best, I get La French butcher. What did you say? You did what?
I said I was actually surprised myself. I thought I was going to murder it, too.
I should. No, you're cool. Good. So I'll just be honest with you. I have quite a few months ago, I checked out some of these offers, and they all sort of came out to be the same thing. And I'm not interested in, like, you know, a 25% loan interest thing. But I thought I'd just give you a quick call and see how you operate. You know, I know it's usually a certain revenue per month, and I send you some bank statements and all that. But I'm just interested to hear what your terms are.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, as far as what we have to offer, there's, I mean, probably about 15 different programs. Were you guys looking to just wanted working capital for expansion, maybe inventory, payroll, or marketing or something?
Yeah,
like
we actually want working capital to get into our first retail shop.
Okay, just to get into another shop, you said?
Beg your pardon?
The phone had cut out a little bit, but you were looking for working capital to go into a different shop, you said?
Yeah, we have a commercial kitchen, and we're opening a retail store.
Excellent. Okay. Well, a lot of that might until you see. Okay, great. That's did that just happen, or is it something that
we've been GSA approved since last November?
Great. That's going to open up a lot of doors for you guys, I can imagine.
Yeah, it's really our product is really a retail product, and we're selling at farmers markets, but they're not reliable. We're actually going to expand our farmers markets, but we want to operate out of a retail store too, and we have the location.
There you go. Great. Well, I mean, as far as what we can offer, we do have loans for equipment that have terms up to 5 years. So if there's any retail cases or anything like that, that would be considered equipment. I've done those before in the past, so I know that they will approve those.
We
as
are
far
going
as
to need, we will need two showcases, yes.
Okay, perfect. So we can go that route as far as that goes. Any sort of shelving as well can be included in equipment, anything of that nature, really. Any walk-in refrigerators, things of that nature. Do you have an ideal ballpark of how much just the equipment itself would cost?
So it says you can use it for anything, including that trip to Hawaii. I thought it was, wait a minute. No.
You actually can. You'd be surprised. People have called me from
Vegas. Yeah, we're not going to Hawaii. Don't worry about that. Bad joke. Where did I see it? You can use it for anything. So you use it, but it's mostly for equipment because it's basically that serves as the collateral then, and then you own it and we lease it from you. Is that it?
Pretty much so, right. I mean, we have several different buyout options. Most of my clients prefer to do just what's called an equipment finance agreement, which means that you own the equipment right off the bat. There's not a buyout or anything off at the end of it. Otherwise, we do have a dollar buyout. We have a term residual lease, meaning like the last few payments will be what you need to pay in order to own it. In your industry, I imagine you're probably going to keep your equipment 4 or 5 years plus, so you might want to just go with an equipment finance agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I can't even get that approval, just depending on scenarios, but it sounds like in your case, you guys are fairly well established, so it shouldn't be a problem. But
so equipment, expansion, new hires, taxes, renovation, inventory. So, but equipment is the longest term, is that it?
What about
expansion or renovation?
Well, working capital, it sounds like you are familiar with that a little bit. It's obviously changed a lot since 2008. I mean, occasionally I'll see a term for up to 3 years, but to be candid with you, usually 18 months is about the longest I see.
Yeah.
So, it sounds like you have talked to other working capital type companies, that are out there that might be brokers and things of that nature. It's just I have to look at it in order. Well, I personally know underwriting has to approve it and underwrite it to give me the actual terms, but I don't want to say, oh yes, we have 3 years and then it come back at 18 months or something like that. I don't want to give you the improper expectations.
Yeah, I'm not interested in 18 months because I know they start taking like $80, like even for $21,000, they take $80 out of your bank account a day. It really only gives me a 3 month ride, to be honest with you. I did the numbers.
Right, before it starts eating itself up then, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. Okay.
So,
yeah, I mean, we do have monthly, weekly, and daily payments, but I just, unfortunately, I don't know. So I was steering more towards the equipment and getting an idea of what that costs. And then as far as the actual, you know, working capital.
Yeah, that could work, though, because I think that equipment, I'm not sure if we can get really good quality. And does it have to be new equipment for that?
No, it doesn't, actually. We're one of the only banks that will finance used equipment, so.
I see, okay.
Definitely do that.
Okay, good. Well, let me get a little bit further down the road. I mean, it's not going to be too far down the road, because we've got to figure out a way to secure this space. It's a really terrific space. It's perfect for us. And so that's what I'm working on. And if that happens, then I'll give you a call back and we'll talk about how long is this offer for?
You know, it really just depends on your financials.
That long term equipment.
A lot of people say it. You have to do it by now and stuff like that. I'm not going to tell you that. As long as you're in contact with me and I have an idea of how everything's looking, then I can work with you on it at your schedule.
Okay,
your time
great,
frame.
Dennis. Okay, super. So let me...
If you wouldn't mind, I'd like to give you my direct number, and I can maybe even email you my contact info if it's easier for you to email back and forth. Some
people
prefer
fine.
That.
Why didn't you do that? That's fine.
You know, we don't have your name in here. What was your name?
That's funny. It's a Susan Dane, D-A-N-E. Susan Dane.
S-U-Z-A-N? Or S-A-N?
Yeah, S-U-S-A-N, and then Dane, D-A-N-E.
That's my son's cousin's name, Dane. And,
that happens.
And is the best number to reach at the one you called in from, the 323-422-8545?
You can call me on this phone. It's okay. My cell phone, but...
Yeah. It's your cell phone, okay. How about...
I'd really rather you call me on my landline, on the office line.
Okay, I'll make note of that.
It's probably more sure, and then once we get in, if we really get into something, then I'm happy to share the cell phone. But it's better if you call me on 323-933-9495.
9495. Great. And how about your email address? I'll shoot you an email right now.
Sure. It's Susan at and then LeFrenchLitcher.com. S-U-S-A-N at
LeFrenchLitcher. So what kind of products do you guys have that specializes you guys? Is it more, do you import meat from France or cheese and stuff like that? Or Susan, are you still there? Hi, Susan. If you can hear me, I think I may have lost you, but I will definitely call you back just to verify your email address.